This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you may join us right here. Now you can join us, I guess, because the first hour was a recorded hour, which is something that we very rarely do here on Free Talk Live, although we will be probably doing it coming up when we're live from Anarchapulco in a few days, several days, I guess, from now. Maybe a few. I guess our first night is Saturday night. From Anarchapulco. So with you tonight, it's actually Ian
and Daryl.
I don't know what happened to Johnny Ray. We had him in the first hour, and he has disappeared now. So maybe he'll be joining us. Maybe not. I can't raise him on his phone. I don't think that we should talk about the reason why we weren't here for the first hour of the show. All I said.
Here because I had a conference call.
Right. But all I said during the first hour that Johnny Ray and I had recorded, which, by the way, we talked about the Amish farmer who is currently in a jail cell awaiting a federal trial, so we can touch on that here in a little bit. But all I said was that if you're in the Keene, New Hampshire area and you're a liberty activist, you probably know why we were gone. It's a very interesting project that is in support of one of our fellow co-hosts or former co-hosts yes. on the show who does not wish to be identified because of sort of the nature of the project. But it was, I think, a very good turnout tonight, and I'm excited for the future of this particular Liberty project that we can't exactly go over too publicly. So with that, if you want to know more, you'll just have to move to the Cheshire County area as you know, part of the libertarian migration here to New Hampshire.
And that's just one more reason. There's already 150 reasons.
Exactly.
At move.freekeen.com.
I don't think that we can add this to that list because it's a little vague. You know, yeah, there's something happening here. You should move to find out what it is.
Right, so it can just be, you know, another part of the secret of Keene and make that 151. That's reason 151, the secret of Keene.
So anyway, we can talk about anything. It's open phones, as always, here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you and I went to Concord yet again today.
Yes.
For week number 7, the beginning of week 7 in the Liberty Lobby series, which you are the Liberty Lobbyist at libertylobby.info.
And next week will actually be a break.
A break from that, but we'll get back to work on other things.
The legislature is taking a break. Well, I'll be able to get
other things done.
Week of my
you can call my radio stations. Yeah. So one of the things I saw today was the marijuana hearing. So yet another legalization bill has made its way forward here in New Hampshire, which
good.
They've had some level of success in the past at the state house level. This one is a Senate bill. And I don't recall, didn't the Senate kill legalization the last time it was in front of them by one or two votes or something like that?
Yes, I think they actually wound up doing a motion to table because they realized it was not going to pass because it got watered down so poorly.
Well, plus the governor at that time had pledged to veto it.
Correctly.
So they knew it wasn't going to go anywhere.
But,
so.
No, it started off as going through the House as you're allowed to have up to 1 ounce, and then you know there's a penalty, but it's not a criminal penalty, it's a civil penalty. So that's how we call it decriminalization, ha, ha, ha. And then it came out of the House at, I believe, 0.5 ounce, and then the Senate amended down to, I believe, 0.25 ounce, which is not a lot, especially, and I'm more interested in sort of the unseen aspects that a lot of people don't realize. If I have a brownie that has 4 milligrams of THC, they don't calculate, this only has 4 milligrams, so that's
not a lot, right? 4 milligrams.
That's not a lot at all. and they'll weigh the brownie. Oh, this is a 4-ounce brownie or a 1-ounce brownie.
And they'll
brownie.
Treat that brownie as though it were 4 ounces of pot.
Correct.
Yeah, it's insane. So this one, this bill today, was a proposal to legalize possession of up to 1 ounce for people over the age of 21. It would also legalize possession of up to 5 grams of hashish. And it would make it illegal still to consume it in public, to smoke it in public. The bill doesn't say you can't vape it in public or consume an edible in public. So it's only the smoking it in public that's forbidden by the bill.
Interesting. I know in Colorado they specifically say consumption is prohibited. And I promptly violated that when I was in Denver last year after I walked into a cannabis dispensary and bought a couple of gummies, some brownies, and a cannabis-infused drink.
You ate those in the street?
No, I didn't eat all of them. I cracked open a drink and took a swig.
I see.
On the sidewalk.
So, you know, it would obviously still make it illegal to drive while impaired in some way.
Yes.
And, of course, the prohibitionists came out, only a couple of them. There was one person from the state police, one person from a group called New Futures, which is a prohibitionist group. And then there was somebody else who I'm not really recalling right now. But not very many people speaking against the bill. Overwhelmingly, people were speaking in favor of it. And I don't know if it has any chance of going through. I've heard that the new governor in New Hampshire is better on the issue of cannabis in that he might support decrim but not legalization, so I don't expect this is going to really go anywhere. And the real problem with the bill is it doesn't take effect until the year 2020, which is ridiculous. I mean,
so I'm actually looking up the wording here, and it does say that public smoking is prohibited.
That's correct.
And it gives a penalty.
$100.
Consuming in a moving vehicle is prohibited.
Correct.
No person shall consume marijuana while operating or driving, but it
doesn't say the passengers can.
The passengers.
That's right. Now, so I think it's overall it's a good bill because it is a legalization bill, and you know anything's better than prohibition as far as that's concerned. It's got some minor problems. I spoke against those minor problems. The major problem being the date of effectiveness. I mean, to take the time to pass something like this shows that you, at the very least, are concerned with some level of reform of this crazy war on drugs and stopping arresting peaceful people. And so, of course, I explained to these folks that even if this bill gets passed, the cops are going to enforce marijuana prohibition until the last possible minute. They are going to go out there. It doesn't matter that the legislature has, let's say it passes, and the governor signs it. It doesn't matter that the entirety of the legislative and executive process to pass bills has been in favor of this bill. They will still go out for the next 3 years, and they will arrest people because they can.
Oh, Ian, you underestimate the cops. They'll wind up enforcing the prohibition even after this takes effect because one of
that's
the
true.
Cops isn't going to realize it took effect.
Yeah, that's probably true as well. I mean, we certainly saw that happen in California after 1996 when they passed their medical marijuana law. It took years for all of the police departments and sheriffs to fully stop enforcing marijuana prohibition on sick people. So, yeah, I think you're probably right about that. But I didn't say that to the legislators.
Right.
So anyway, that video is going to be coming out, and it's mostly the full hearing. I've got it actually encoding in the background right now, so keep your eyes on the Freekeen YouTube channel for that. If you want to comment on whether it's legalization or this Amish farmer, who we spent the whole first hour of the show, Johnny Gray and I spent talking about this. Just a recap for those of you just tuning in, if you want to comment, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Amish farmer facing years in federal prison over a salve that he has been making for 20 years. That at one point, the packaging for the salve said that it would cure cancer or heal cancer. He ended up having to change that packaging because, well, the government doesn't like it when you make medical claims without having asked them for permission first.
Right.
So the FDA...
Even if it's something that people have known for centuries, of oranges prevent scurvy. Water cures dehydration.
I don't even know if it's legal for you to say those things on the air, Daryl, just because the FDA is so... Maybe it's because you're not selling anything. But the FDA is so up people's butts about this.
Right, but people have known these things for centuries. And that's my point of if I use that as a tagline on a bottle of water, cures dehydration. You, Mr. Perry, are making a medical claim.
Yep.
You can't do that.
You got to pay him $1 billion before you can make a medical claim. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We got a crazy update coming from the Philippines on death squads that may have existed in the past and may be back together with the new president down
maybe
there.
Maybe they never went away.
Right. Rodrigo Duterte who's been called the Trump of the Philippines, except much worse. We'll get into that.
Can we just start referring to Trump as the Duterte of America?
America?
Or does he have to, you know, like actually wind up having people slain on American soil first?
Well, I think that would definitely qualify him very quickly to be the Duterte of America. I mean, he's not as much of a bad boy as Duterte is, it doesn't seem. At least no one knows how bad Trump is. I mean, we know that he's got to be, to some extent, bad because he's a politician and
right.
the president of the United States. But this Duterte guy is a whole lot more loose with his mouth. He'll say things that are incredibly outrageous, and apparently he'll order the deaths of people he doesn't like drug dealers in the Philippines. We were talking about legalization of cannabis. You can join us here. Also, our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us there. And also, I do want to let you know about HostGator. If you are thinking about putting up a website, maybe a blog, for instance, or a site for your business, then now's a good time to do it by going to HostGator.com/FTL to get 50% off of their regular prices. They're one of the top web hosting companies out there with a 99.99% uptime rating and 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and it's easy to get started with HostGator. You don't have to be intimidated by the process. Once again, go to HostGator.com/FTL, that's /FTL like Free Talk Live, for 50% off, 50% off their regular hosting prices. HostGator.com/FTL, to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
I'm a little bit off topic. I just want to talk about...
You usually are, but it's okay. It's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, no, our Albuquerque Rapid Transit, you know, the ART, is actually now 20% complete. And I'm proud to say that the two buses will be completely electric. It will not have natural gas or, diesel combinations. So
now, where do you think the electricity comes from? Do you know?
More than likely solar panels. We're probably going to get electricity from the sun that we get elsewhere. Because I've seen the panels.
What are the solar panels made out of?
I really do not know. All I know is that they're on top of people's roofs. They're just everywhere, top of rail runner station roofs.
And what are the batteries that go inside of electric cars made out of? Where do those come from?
Well, they go in the solar panels as well. The solar panels hook up to batteries.
Right, but what are the batteries made out of?
I do not know. I don't know. I don't know.
Are you driving at a point here, Daryl?
Yeah, the point is that extracting the material, and I forget what it is off the top of my head, but extracting that material takes a lot of big, giant, heavy equipment that uses
gasoline,
gas and oil, and other petroleum products.
And a lot of power that is on the power grid isn't generated by solar. The majority of it, unless, you know, Albuquerque's really different than most places, the majority of it is not generated through sort of these renewable resources.
Correct.
So I don't know how the Albuquerque Power Company gets their power, but I'm almost going to guarantee you it's not more than 5% solar.
Ian, remember we covered the story about the place in, was it Port Angeles, Washington, where they put up these big giant wind turbines that they've still not actually turned on, but once they do, it's only going to generate 25 cents worth of electricity?
Well, I wouldn't call them giant. I mean, we saw the pictures. They weren't giant. They were turbines that were maybe 8 feet up in the air, 10 feet in the air. They weren't very high up. But the thing was, they were very expensive.
Yes.
I mean, for the price that they paid, they should have had some giant wind turbines, but they didn't. They had these like piddly little things that looked more like decorations than anything else, because I can't imagine that unless there's some really high winds at about ground level in that place, that they were going to really do much of anything. And they were only supposed to power LED lights, so they really shouldn't have had to have generated much power at all, and turns out they weren't. But regardless, Sarah, the point is that, you know, there's nothing wrong with renewable resources and wind power and solar power. I'm fully in favor of people using alternatives like that. It's just that there's usually something that's not what you expect with these projects. And I suspect that, you know, it comes to the electricity that's being used to run the trolley or whatever this thing is, this ART thing, this federal government-funded, taxpayer-funded project that's tearing up Route 66 in Albuquerque, that it's likely not solar power that's going to be running that. Just saying.
Well, the thing about it is that there's no petroleum.
Right?
I just want to say that it's when we all ride the rapid transit, we are boycotting the petroleum oil companies. There's a less need to be putting in pipelines all over the place. You know what I mean? So it's like
I mean, I guess I could see how you would argue that it's a boycott, but no, it's not really a boycott unless you are specifically, like, making noise, I think, about doing something. Can you have a silent boycott?
I guess you can, but nobody really knows that you're having a boycott,
right.
So therefore it's not really effective.
Plus,
but
you weren't buying their products before either, Sarah.
Even so, if you're taking the bus to go buy things from stores that are delivered via trucks, then you're not really boycotting petroleum. You're just using less of it yourself. Boycotting petroleum would mean that you would only buy products that are completely manufactured 100% in your community, and nobody used a car to go to the feed store to buy the corn to wind up feeding the hogs or planting anything. Nobody can use a car at all in the manufacture of the product if you want to completely boycott petroleum.
Well, what I'm saying is that our city has made a statement. We have a complete electric transit, public transit, so all the tourists, the new business people, all the new college students will be participating in a non-petroleum way of transportation.
If you want to go all the way, Sarah, with this petroleum boycott, you're going to have to cut out plastics from your life. You do understand that, right?
Well, you know what? I recycle, by the way. I recycle my plastic bags. I recycle all the plastic. I have a recycler here.
Now, how do you feel about natural gas?
I don't know what it's about because our buses are powered by it. I really don't know whether it's part of petroleum product or how
it's
not extracted.
It's not. I mean, it's a little bit different from
petroleum.
But
it's still a fossil fuel.
But I bring it up because petroleum isn't, according to ELA.gov in a Google search, because I remember that plastic was a byproduct of petroleum production, or at least a portion of it. And although crude oil is a source of raw material for making plastics, it is not the major feedstock for plastics production in the United States. Plastics are produced also from natural gas, as well as feedstocks derived from natural gas processing. So make sure you cut out all the plastics from your life if you want to go all the way with your boycott.
I use it, but I recycle it now.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Plus, if you weren't buying their product in the first place, it's not...
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
With his mouth full. Obviously, I'm sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. I was looking over here. Didn't mean to put you on the spot. How's that
no
jerk?
Worries.
How's that jerky?
Great.
Yeah. Jack Link's brand. There you go. Jack got a free plug out of that one. All right.
Chicken jerky.
Chicken, yeah. All right, cool. So, and also from Save It Purse, or no?
Yes.
Okay, Save
yes,
It Purse.
Was.
So you spent what on that?
I don't remember because
23% off, though, wasn't it?
No, I think I did the instant buy on this because it's one of those
Prime
only pricing.
I see. So you got
it's
a special
add-on.
Deal. You got a special deal.
And I bought some other health food things that I put in my smoothies and threw in like four of these because they won't let you get more than like four or five of them for some weird reason.
And so you got 5% off in addition to the deal of it being the Prime add-on special bonus offer thing. So very cool. And you can go and get to get your deals over at Amazon. Get 20% off, 25% off. It's possible. I do it all the time at saveitfirst.com. Saveatpurse.com. You do have to have Bitcoin in order to make it possible, or one of the other competitors to Bitcoin, like one of the more popular altcoins, as they call them. And then you can get huge savings at Amazon. Or if you're in a hurry, or you want to get one of those special Prime-only discounts, then you can use their Purse Instant deal, which gets you 5% on top of that.
And earlier this afternoon, or late afternoon, early evening, I stopped into Target to buy a couple of items.
Yeah.
And the $5 bill that I handed to the cashier was stamped with your Bitcoin stamp
right.
that you put on all of the money. And she looked at it and she said, I've never seen this stamp before.
Really?
And I said, oh, is that the Bitcoin stamp? She said, yeah. And so then I was asking, do you buy stuff online? She's like, sometimes. You ever buy anything from Amazon? Yeah. How would you like to save like 20% when you buy things?
She probably just violated Target's terms of service by admitting that she doesn't shop at Target exclusively.
But, I don't know.
Yeah, very cool, man. I always, you know, wonder how effective the stamping is. I mean, I do a lot of stamping. It's one of my, you know, more time-consuming forms of activism. But, yeah, you never know. You never get feedback directly from people about it.
Very rarely.
Yeah, because it goes...
You know, every now and then somebody will look at it.
Right.
Oh, hey, what's this?
What's Bitcoin? So anyway, let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Stephen in Washington State listening online via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment on something that's been bugging me since I went and visited you guys visited New Hampshire during the Liberty Forum here a few weeks ago. I was over there, and I met up with some of the libertarians, the liberty-loving folks, and I checked out the Quill, and the you guys sort of got a private library over there, and it's pretty cool. But I didn't see any books on objectivism. Thought that was very odd because the libertarianism and objectivism are very closely linked. And in fact, libertarianism kind of formed out of the objectivist movement with a lot of problems.
I disagree with that. There are a lot of libertarians that found libertarianism because of objectivism.
Yeah, I mean, these ideas go back before Ayn Rand.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah, but they weren't called that. It wasn't called libertarianism.
Okay. So there was not a libertarian party until the early 1970s.
Right.
But Ayn Rand was not a fan of the Libertarian Party. Ayn Rand was not really a fan of people that called themselves libertarians, as I understand it.
Oh, that sounds about right. I mean, well, the one prominent person I was thinking of was Nathaniel Brandon. He was Ayn Rand's protege and a big-time objectivist who became a libertarian. Not all of them converted, obviously. It just seemed like the two are very closely related, and yet I don't hear many people, when they're talking about libertarianism, they don't mention objectivism, and I'm just wondering why. What's your thoughts?
I don't honestly know how many people in the liberty movement in New Hampshire would also describe themselves as objectivists. I know there are some of them. I know Aaron Day, for instance, I think is one of them.
I know that there's the Atlas Society.
Right. Isn't he involved in that?
He is, I believe. Yeah. I don't know what private library you're talking about,
I can't weigh it. Which is a private club for libertarians. Yeah.
Right, and so like I have no clue what's in their library, so I can't speak to it.
I mean, I take his word for it that there was no objectivist books. I mean, that just means that you need to donate some.
The question was like, why aren't there? And I don't know what they have in their library.
Maybe the objectivists are too selfish.
Why. Or maybe all of those books got checked out. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. But as far as I can tell, it's never a conversation that almost never a conversation that comes up around any kind of social event that I've ever seen. Like, you know, there's not anybody here pushing objectivism in any
Lauren
way.
Lauren Rumpler for a while
was
when she called herself
objectivist girl. That's true. She was on our show.
Dropped that moniker.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, I can think of a couple of people, and I'm sure there's more that I don't know about. But yeah, the Atlas Society would probably be a good place to start. You probably want to specifically look to objectivist groups in order to find the objectivists. I just don't think that objectivism is in any way a priority for most of the people who are doing activism up here. I think that they're, you know, working within the system. There are a lot of people doing that, for instance, you know, working at the state house, running for political office, working on town budget committees, running for local office. And there's, you know, obviously media efforts and things like that are happening here. But, you know, beyond the Atlas Society doing some outreach here and there, I don't think there's really much. So you could always come here and do that.
Right. So, that kind of answers my question. I mean, yeah, maybe it's because objectivism and objectivists, they're not activists for the most part. They're not trying to change laws. So maybe that's the biggest reason. Yeah,
could be.
It's just on, yeah, it's just on to me that there's not more interaction between the two because, you know, libertarianism, obviously the core of it is the non-aggression principle, and that's good. But objectivism is kind of, it goes a little bit farther and describes.
So what is it? Yeah, for listeners that don't know, what is objectivism? How do you define that?
Well, so let me define it for a second by playing devil's advocate. So the non-aggression principle, right? It's like an objective moral standard that applies to all people, regardless of culture. It says it is morally wrong to initiate force against someone. If I'm playing devil's advocate, I might say, how dare you try to tell other cultures how to do things when they have their own way of doing things, their own standards, and their own morals? How dare you try to tell someone that tell them what's right and what's wrong? So objectivism answers that question objectivism fundamentally is the belief structure that that there are moral standards that are inherent to all life and all intelligent life, regardless of culture or race or creed, and that those moral standards are right because they promote life.
Don't kill.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Because, don't kill offensively. Don't perform murder. And that's objective. It's a moral standard. That's not relative. Basically, because if people run around doing that all day, you can't have a civilization. If you can't have a civilization, then you can't have.
Well, what would be an issue where people would disagree? Because, I mean, most people who aren't psychopaths would agree, well, yeah, of course you don't murder somebody, but, like, what would be an issue where, you know, somebody who's an objectivist would say, this is objectively true, but other people might say, no, it's not? What would be an issue like that, if you can think of one? Like, where's the controversy?
Well,
obviously, murder is not controversial.
Taxes. Is a gasoline tax objectively good or objectively bad, or does it depend on how large the tax is?
Well, here's where I think the objectivists and libertarians would agree. It's just that tax is not voluntary, so it's counter to life, because in the long run, in the grand scheme of things, you can't have a system of happy people, happy prosperous people, in which one group is demanding.
Hold that thought, Stephen. We can continue here in moments. It is Free Talk Live. What?
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Can dial in for free. You can take control of these airwaves. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
855-450-FREE is our number. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. We're talking with Stephen in Washington, listening on the lrn.fm app, and specifically regarding Ayn Rand's objectivism. What is it? I know we've had this conversation before, but I never retain the information for whatever reason. So, and plus, our listeners are, you know, we're always getting new listeners, so it's always important to kind of cover the bases on this stuff as we continue the conversation. We'll do that. You can also bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. Plus, if you support Free Talk Live and you want to get behind the show, then please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Whether you are an objectivist or a subjectivist, which I presume would be the counter to the objectivist, then
probably,
you know, as long as you care about liberty, that's all we care about. If you support freedom, then you should get behind the show as an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's, you know, the price of a fancy cup of coffee. If our show is worth that to you, we'd appreciate the support. It helps us get on new radio stations around the country. We're going to have a big station in Louisiana to announce this weekend, so I'm very excited about that. You can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, Visa, MasterCard, as well as American Express and Bitcoin. You can do that, too, over at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Stephen, I'd asked you to take a crack at defining objectivism. You sound like a pretty big fan. You were visiting New Hampshire, which, of course, is the destination for liberty-minded people. You met a bunch of folks. You went to a private club that is a fairly popular club called the Quill, and you were surprised when you didn't see, at least they didn't pop out at you, if there were any objectivist books on the bookshelf there. And you were kind of surprised by that. And so what I was saying essentially was that, you know, this is the biggest libertarian migration that there is. So I'm sure there are some objectivists among the people in this movement, but I don't know who they all are. I presume they have some sort of meetings, but I've never been interested in, you know, finding out about that, because there's just so much going on here for people who are just libertarians. You don't have to subscribe to this objectivist philosophy to be a libertarian. According to Wikipedia, and Daryl, you pulled up the objectivist website for...
The Atlas Society has a question. What is objectivism? And they have an answer from Ayn Rand.
Let's compare here. So Wikipedia says that objectivism is... central tenets are that reality exists independently of consciousness. That human beings have, and I'm already not an objectivist because I don't have any beliefs about what reality is. But going on, that human beings have direct contact with reality through sense perception. That one
you also don't agree there because you don't think that we have any connection to reality.
Well, I mean,
because reality isn't real.
Well, no, you can't prove that reality is real, and also there's the possibility that it's generated from your consciousness rather than your consciousness being, you know, sort of in reality. And I forget what the word is for that. I saw that word recently, and I don't remember it. There's an actual, like, more sciencey sounding word to describe the reality that comes from consciousness.
There's definitely a German word to describe whatever you're doing. The Germans have an amazing language. There's a German word that literally translates to grief bacon.
Do you know it?
I always forget what the word is. I just remember that it exists, and it literally translates into English as grief bacon.
Yeah, it sounds like something's being lost in translation there.
It is used to describe weight that is gained due to stress.
So the other tenets here, that human beings have direct contact with reality through sense perception, that one can attain objective knowledge from perception through the process of concept formation and inductive logic, that the proper moral purpose of one's life is the pursuit of one's own happiness, that is rational self-interest.
Kummerspeck is the German word.
And that the only social system consistent with this morality is one that displays full respect for individual rights embodied in laissez-faire capitalism, and that the role of art in human life is to transform humans' metaphysical ideas by selective reproduction of reality into a physical form. And there you go.
So the short answer from the Atlas Society, quote from Ayn Rand, "My philosophy, in essence, is the concept of man as a heroic being with his own happiness as the moral purpose of his life, with productive achievement as his noblest activity and reason as his only absolute."
Yep. Yeah, that's perfect. That perfectly defines it. Atheism is built into it, and rational egoism is built into it. But also, yes, the...
Well, no wonder it hasn't caught on.
Now, some people in New Hampshire specifically, because that's the only place that I've ever actually met somebody that calls themselves an objectivist, is there are some people that they think that their personal preferences are the only thing that make any rational sense. So,
I don't like football,
so therefore you shouldn't like football because objectivism, and there are objective truths.
And if I don't like it,
you shouldn't like it.
Yeah, that's exactly the opposite of what objectivism is. Your preferences or even what you call your morals are not absolute. There are morals that are beyond people and beyond opinion. They just are. They are pro-life. And so to put out your opinions or your own ideas of right or wrong, the little ones, as just absolute, is ridiculous. It's defined by the nature of life, not by a person.
Stephen, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate the discussion. And, you know, if you don't feel like there's enough objectivism out here, then you should start a group and start promoting it and start, you know, inviting more objectivists to move to New Hampshire. But I bet you there's a bunch of them here. I just don't know who they are. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, there's also forums and things like that here. There's Facebook groups with a bunch of libertarians in them. There's the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com. You might want to post over there and see if anybody pipes up. Because, you know, we're just two of the 2,000-plus people that have moved here, and then there's thousands more who are, you know, very friendly, liberty-friendly New Hampshire natives. So let's go to Eva, listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Eva.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, Well, first, the word you're looking for where you believe you have no ties with reality is called idealism, the external world existing only in your mind.
No, that wasn't the one I was looking for, but thank you for providing one.
Okay, but what I wanted to talk about is the Department of Homeland Security today putting out new guidelines for deportation and stuff.
Oh, no.
And saying that basically now they can round up illegal or legal immigrants if they have a criminal record. Now, I struggle with the whole deportation thing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the want to keep our country safe, but there's got to be a better way to do it because it seems like a violation of human rights to me to round people up and send them out of the country. And if they are legal immigrants, I'm not sure what that means, but I'm guessing that means they're probably a naturalized U.S. citizen. And if that's the case, it's in violation of the Fourth Amendment, which is that people have the right to be secure in their persons from unreasonable seizures and searches. And they have
that protection applies to everybody in the United States, whether they're a citizen or not. And
it should, yeah.
There's a very long process for becoming a citizen once you do wind up getting that permanent resident card, also called the green card. And you can be in the country legally without having a green card. You can be in the country legally without having citizenship or even going through the citizenship process. But one of the problems is there are just so many laws to where it's been speculated that it would take, I think it was 25,000 years to read all of the federal laws. And also, because there are so many of them, it's also been speculated that everybody commits three felonies. Not just violates three laws a day, but everybody inadvertently commits three felonies a day.
Right. But I was going to say it, too, to have a criminal record. So couldn't you basically have a reckless driving or a DUI or anything? Would that go on your criminal record? Because if that's the case, then you
possibly depends on the state. Depends on the state.
Well, in Minnesota, then, you would be rounding up anybody who ever had a DUI or had a reckless driving.
I saw a statistic not too long ago that said 23% of American adults have a criminal record.
Yeah, these people who support rounding people up are going to be sorry because the violent state that they're going to have to expand and create in order to have that become a reality, these mass deportations, can then be used against them. If you've got more to say, stand by. We can continue with immigration.
Website for your blog or new business, it can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.